We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's December 12th. It is 2023. We have a nice little five-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. We got a lot of teams on back-to-backs, so that's always fun here. But five games and a lot of injury news even without some of the back-to-back teams. So this will be a slate that you're definitely going to want to pay attention to as the day kind of goes along. Joined today by my buddy Timothy Buell. You all know him in the DFS streets as Tasteful Tides. Tim, what's happening, my friend?
Not much, Stevie. Don't ever, ever, ever bet on the Detroit Pistons. I don't know what I was thinking tonight, and I lost by the hook. Boy, that one stung. That one stung. I had them +7.5, and they lost by 8, and that was a bad bet on my part. Should not have even bothered betting on the Pistons. I was kind of banking on the Pacers having a little bit of a Vegas hangover, and Pistons are just so bad.
Yeah, Pistons are bad, man.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is like they have a lot of young talent. So I don't know, like they're a team I expect to be good in like 2 years. So we'll see if that actually kind of works out or not. But I'm over here as a Dolphins fan. Everyone that's listened to the podcast for a long time knows I'm a Dolphins fan, and there's a lot of nervous energy over here with Tyreek getting hurt. You hate to see it. I know a lot of people probably had props and stuff with Tyreek, but I mean, you can't project injuries. I'm just like, hey, you know, I want to win Super Bowl. So,
right.
But yeah, we have a five gamer, a lot of back-to-backs. Let's jump in, have some fun here. What's up, YouTube? Hope everyone's having a fantastic Monday night, enjoying some football, a lot of basketball going on. Jamal Murray did his thing. Glad that we hit that prop. That one hit early too, in the fourth quarter. So that was nice. We got Cleveland at Boston, 224 total here. Boston 10-point favorite. Cleveland second end of a back to back. Nobody on the injury report here for Boston. It sounds like Evan Mobley is questionable at best for this game. So he's potentially going to be out again. And it sounds like LeVert is questionable at best. So he probably will sit again here. Let's start with Cleveland. What are your thoughts here on the Cavs?
Yeah, well, this is a pretty brutal back-to-back coming from Orlando. They lost by 10 in Orlando. Now they have to fly to Boston. Garland played 39 minutes. Mitchell played 37 minutes. You know, it's like they lost by 10 and they have to go into Boston as 10 point dogs. Their prices, I mean, Garland's price has gone up to 8,300. I think that's a pretty easy pass for me. Donovan Mitchell, I guess he's okay, given that we don't have, you know, lots of options on this smaller slate. I guess he's okay because he does have a ceiling, but very unlikely that I would play him in a three max type setting. Jared Allen's basically the only guy that I think I would play in a three max at 6,700. But even then, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. He only played 15 minutes tonight. He had pretty serious foul trouble. So he's the only guy that's like kind of rested for this game. So I think Allen would be my favorite play.
Yeah, I don't necessarily hate Allen in this game. I mean, I don't necessarily love Cleveland in general. Boston's a better team. Cleveland, mm-hmm. like you said, tough back-to-back. Garland had a big game against my Magic on Monday night. I think he had like 35 or 36 actual points. No one else really did much. Tristan Thompson played a lot of minutes, which was kind of interesting. I don't think anyone really expected Tristan Thompson to play.
Well, that's just because Allen got in foul trouble.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yep. Yeah. So, like you said, Allen should be well rested for this game, only getting 15 minutes. Weird getting in foul trouble against the Magic Bigs right now, but it happens, I guess, especially with Jared Allen. I don't have a ton of interest in Cleveland. I don't mind the Allen call at 6,700. I feel like he's priced probably where he should be. And yeah. Just don't overly love Cleveland, even on a five-game slate. And Boston, I mean, I think Boston, you can get some Tatum exposure, Jaylen Brown exposure in tournaments. Porzingis at 7,500, 29 minutes in his first game back. I expect him to play a couple extra minutes here. Fair price tag. I mean, this is a guy that has 50-plus point upside when he's getting the minutes. So fair price tag, but it's kind of, I think he's like right on the verge. Like if the game stays close, he probably stays on the floor and plays a couple extra minutes. This game gets out of hand, he's probably one of the first guys off the floor.
Yeah, I really like that call. They're going to need him with the size of Cleveland. So if he gets those couple extra minutes at 7,500, it's going to be a really, really good spot for him. But I don't necessarily think that this game stays that close where he gets those extra minutes. And, you know, the Celtics are 10-point favorites, so I think Vegas agrees with me. Any other Boston players? I think Al Horford, power forward center, eligible now. I think he is viable. I don't know if I want to pay $9,900 for Jason Tatum in this particular matchup, even though I know that he can crush that price tag against anybody.
Yeah, I mean, overall, for me, for Boston, they're all priced. Like Porzingis is still out. So like, you know, inflated price tag for Horford still. I mean, Derek White is somewhat interesting. He has 40 plus point upside at 6,400. Maybe Derek White would be my favorite play, but I mean, Tatum's my favorite play depending on like, does Anthony Davis and LeBron play? Does Kyrie play? Does Luka get no Kyrie? So like paying up for these guys is all kind of going to depend on like, some of the injury news that we have on back-to-back sets. And I mean, we got LeBron, AD, KD, Kevin Durant, like all questionable heading into the slate. So it's always fun. Let's talk about that Lakers game. LA at Dallas, 235 total. The Lakers are 1.5 point favorite. Anthony Davis, LeBron, Vanderbilt, questionable, Vincent out. Dallas, second end of a back-to-back. It does not sound like Kyrie will play, but I mean, he didn't travel. And then they didn't really say that he would be out for this game. So we're going to be waiting on that news. Tim Hardaway was dealing with back spasms, ended up sitting on Monday night. And then Grant Williams was out on Monday night as well. Derek Jones Jr. got hurt during the game. I don't know if he returned. I saw an alert come across that like he left the game.
He did not return. He only played 6 minutes.
Yeah, so he left the game super early. So we're going to be watching this Dallas news. Talk to me here about the Lakers.
Yeah, so, I mean, Dallas is like they are horrible defensively. They are a bottom 10 defensive rating team. Like, we saw what JJJ did to them tonight with 39 real-life points. So, like, they just get torched by big guys. So, like, AD if he, assuming he plays, is an absolute smash spot. I think LeBron is completely fine too. I would prefer getting to AD over LeBron, but you know, either way, I think they're in tremendous spots. Other than that, it's kind of like these auxiliary pieces. I think Austin Reeves at 5,800, I especially like him if he's going to be coming off the bench. He gets better usage that way. I think Rui at 4,100 is okay as like a value piece. If like, if we don't get any like strong value, then I think you could use Rui as a value play. And D'Angelo Russell, 6,200, that just seems way too cheap for him. So I have a lot of interest in this Lakers team.
Yeah, everything for me on the Lakers is going to depend on Anthony Davis and LeBron. I know they've been questionable for a lot of slates, but they also just went on that like in-season tournament run where they played a lot of minutes. So I'm a little concerned about like they, because they said at the beginning of the year they wanted to limit LeBron's minutes a little bit this year to try to keep him healthy. So I'm a little concerned that like maybe they do take this opportunity and LeBron sits in this game. So I want to see what happens news-wise here as far as like how the Lakers, who's in, who's out. Because, I mean, if Anthony Davis and LeBron sit, Russell, Reeves, Reddish, Hachimura, like, they all become phenomenal plays. So, obviously, we'll be waiting on the news here. If LeBron and Anthony Davis play, I still have some interest in Austin Reeves, even though he comes off the bench. Like, he's gone over 30 fantasy points in four straight games. He's very consistent scoring. His usage is really high with that second unit. So, I don't mind Reeves. The main play for me here, if LeBron and Anthony Davis play, would be 80. If Anthony Davis is going to continue to play at this kind of level, he has to be at the top of our list when we're looking at this team every night. So what are your thoughts here on the Dallas side of this game?
Well, I mean, Luka should always be over 12,000. I'm assuming that Irving will be out. I'm assuming Derrick Jones will be out. I kind of lean that Hardaway will be out, but I'm not really positive about that. Either way, it's Luka always for me as like my top spend up option. So, you know, today's no different. So yeah, if you were looking for another piece for Dallas, it would be Dante Exum would be my next guy in. Curry, he's just not getting the minutes. I think he only played 20 minutes on Monday night, even with all these injuries. So it's like he's cheap, but he's just not getting any of the minutes. So I think it's just Exum and Luka for me would be my priorities.
The question I have, I mean, this game, they're in Memphis. They're still kind of playing in this game. Then they got to fly back home to Dallas here after this game's over. Luka has played 44 minutes in this game.
Yeah.
With 20 seconds to go, like, is he questionable? Like, it is like, right, is this a spot like Luka sits? We don't typically
Hardy,
see them.
Hardy played 34 minutes and Curry played 20.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we don't typically see like Luka sit on back to backs, but we don't typically see Luka play like 45 minutes in a game either. You know, so. Watch this news, because if Luka sits here, I mean, Hardy, Exum, like, these guys would be phenomenal. Like, we might get a Anthony Davis, LeBron, Luka, like, sitting type of game here, and it might just open up the whole entire slate. So I know, like, the one thing that I know is, like, isn't there something about, like, how the NBA has, like, changed – like primetime TV games, like as far as like how people sit, and this game is on TNT. So maybe one of AD and LeBron play, maybe Luka plays, even though he played a gazillion minutes on Monday. So just watch the news here, because I mean, I like Exum regardless. I like Lively regardless. But if we start getting some people out here, we're going to have a lot of value. Hardy would be a great play. In that scenario, he's way too cheap. So if Derek Jones Jr. and Hardaway sit, I mean, I don't mind going back to the well on, you know, a guy like Hardy and Exum. I think their minutes are going to be very safe.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we got Denver at Chicago. 216 total here. Denver, a 7.5-point favorite. Both of these teams on a back-to-back. Doesn't sound like LaVine will play, obviously. Caruso ended up sitting Monday with the ankle injury. We'll see if he's back. I don't know if it was like a first half, doubleheader or back-to-back type of situation. Let's start with Denver. I said this on the podcast yesterday. I wrote this up on Scores and Odds. I do not think Jamal Murray plays in this game. I'm planting my flag right now. I do not think Jamal Murray plays in this game. I think that they are going to sit him on the back-to-back. They're going to be very careful with him. He only played 29 minutes on Monday. He absolutely crushed. I don't think Jamal Murray plays. So if Jamal Murray ends up sitting for Denver, I really like taking some shots on Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon, Reggie Jackson. I mean, obviously, Jokic, like, not bearing the lead, but I think some of these secondary pieces, if we get news that Murray sits, would be great.
Yeah, I mean, they really did price up Reggie Jackson, it feels like, but Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. seem very, very affordable, especially Aaron Gordon in this spot. So, yeah, I'm all aboard that. I'm not sure if I would pay $6,300 for Reggie Jackson just in this particular matchup. But definitely those wings, I certainly would. I think you're going to have to look, like, at the slate, like, assuming Luka plays, like, who's your big payup going to be? Is it going to be Luka or is it?
Yeah
it's going to be Luka, right? Over Jokic. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think Luka is just, you know, on a different planet right now. So I would still be prioritizing Luka over Jokic, but Jokic is always a fabulous play.
That's assuming Kyrie sits, right? Like, we're assuming.
Yeah. So, like, assuming Kyrie sits, I'm going to go back to Luka.
On the Chicago side, Coby White, Coby White owned. I don't know if anybody watched I didn't watch a ton of this game, but Coby White was owning Dame on Monday night. Absolutely. I don't even know what Coby White ended up with, but I know he had over 30 points. So
the game's still happening.
Yeah. I want overtime in that game so bad. Let's talk Bulls. We're assuming LaVine won't play. Maybe Caruso comes back. Maybe not. What do you like here for Chicago?
Yeah, shout out to Keith Ice there. He was all over Coby White, and I was thinking to myself, no way I'd pay $7,300 for Coby White, and boy, was I wrong on that. Keith was like, yeah, he's a really good play. We were on Grinders Live earlier, and he was saying how strong of a play he was, and I was like, nah, not for me. I don't think so. And boy, was I wrong. So, yeah, I think you can go back to Coby White. But yeah, I mean, they're going to play a ton of minutes, and you are going to get overtime, Stevie. So,
are we getting overtime?
Yep, you're going to get overtime. It's 118-118. So, heading into overtime. So, this Bulls team might end up resting a couple guys, to be honest with you. Wouldn't shock me at all. Like, we know Levine's going to be out. Caruso might be out also. But, I mean, they could potentially rest DeRozan, maybe. That would open up something. They might rest Vucevic. Like, it would not shock me in the least if they rest a couple guys. Like, maybe we get, like, Andre Drummond Day. Maybe. But, yeah, like, Coby White is he has taken over this Zach LaVine role, and he is running with it. And I am just like, I'm in awe. Like, I remember not wanting to play this guy for like $3,500. Now he's over 7K and smashing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to kind of see, obviously, with this game still going on and getting overtime in that game. The Milwaukee-Chicago trip is not the worst trip in the world. So we'll have to see how, like, if Chicago sits anybody. I mean, this podcast is really tough today because of the five games. Like, every game except for the Golden State game has at least one team on a back-to-back. So maybe nobody sits. Maybe everybody plays and nobody sits. But, overall, I think that we'll see how things play out. I mean, yeah, if Vooch sits, Drummond becomes one of the top plays on the slate. You know, it's as simple as that for me. And if everyone plays, I think Coby White would be my favorite play of all people, which is weird, but
I can never say no to Coby White ever again.
Yeah. What a touchdown catch. I don't know who that was on the Giants, but that was a great catch. Great catch. Oh, and Spears just had a good catch too. Anyway, Golden State at Phoenix, 232 total here. Phoenix, a 3.5-point favorite. Peyton's out for Golden State. Allen, Lee, and Little out for Phoenix. KD questionable to play in this one. We'll start here with Golden State. They've been a tough team this year to kind of figure out. Like, we've seen a little bit more upside here for Curry recently. His shooting's been up. He's been rebounding a little bit more. What do you like here for Golden State?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty significant, like, pace down spot for Golden State. Phoenix plays at the fourth slowest pace in the league. So there isn't a lot to like for me for Golden State. Phoenix is very solid defensively. So, I mean, I think Draymond would be okay. Curry is always fine just because he can flash a ceiling. But at 9,500, I'm going to take a pass on that. So, like, this Golden State team, to me, seems like I think it's a pass, really, in all honesty. Like in three max, I really have no interest in Golden State.
I think on a five-game slate, you could take some shots on Draymond. If you're running like 150, I think you could take shots on Curry and Clay and just hope they, like, you're hoping at that point they just have a lights out shooting game. Because I really think Curry is going to be low owned on a five game slate, which is kind of weird. Like, it's not something we're used to, but I mean, if you just look at how this slate potentially shapes up, I mean, I kind of agree with the ownership on him being low because I don't love the play overall.
Right. I think Chris Paul is going to play too.
Yeah, he's probable.
Yeah, okay.
On the Phoenix side here, I mean, obviously everything kind of relies on KD. You know, he's dealing with that ankle injury. Bradley Beal expected to play here, you know, with the back injury. So we'll see. When he came back earlier this year and he came back from the back, he played 24 minutes in his first game. I kind of assume it'd be in that, like, 22 to 25 minute range. They might even be a little bit more careful with him this time. I mean, if KD sits in this game, I definitely have interest in Booker. I think Eric Gordon is priced appropriately, especially with Beal coming back, with Goodwin's price, with Beal coming back. It's tough to get to these secondary pieces for Phoenix with Beal coming back, Booker healthy. Maybe this is a spot like Nurkic crushes, but I mean, this game could go really small and we might not see a ton of your Nurkic. I know that happened earlier this year. I think he played like 17 minutes in the second game they played against this team.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't imagine they're going to let Nurkic stay on the court. Like, I'm assuming Golden State's going to go small in this matchup. That's why we like Draymond, right?
Yeah.
I don't really have much interest in this Phoenix team. Just because the secondary pieces are priced up, and I can't imagine Beal's going to get extended more than 25 minutes. Eric Gordon is too expensive now. I'm not going to go to like Okogie or Bates Diop, you know, so it's really, do I want to take a contrarian look at Booker, who's going to be lower owned than Luka, AD, you know, Jokic. So that would be my only play in this game.
I don't really have anything else to add on the Phoenix side. Let's move on to the last game. We got Sacramento at LA taking on Clippers. This game, I was shocked this game has a line out because like these games are just getting rolling on Monday night, but it's a 232.5, like, and the Clippers are a 4.5-point favorite. I mean, injury wise, neither of these teams had any like big injuries coming in to the Monday night game. Obviously, it's really tough. Like, we'll just break it down as assuming that like everyone plays. Maybe on the Clippers side, like Kawhi or Harden or one of these guys sit. Let's go Sacramento first. What do you like here for the Kings?
I guess De'Aaron Fox would be my favorite. I think you could take some shots on him and Sabonis. I think Sabonis, this is a spot where Sabonis could do very, very well. Kevin Huerter always seems to like sneak up on people. He always has a ceiling. I don't know. Like, I don't think this is the spot or the slate for Malik Monk, but possibly. But really, they don't really have any like good value pieces, and their spend up options are a little bit sketchy. So I don't know. I'm trying to like find some potential plays here, but I think it's really just Fox and Sabonis for me and Huerter.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see obviously if anything comes out of Monday's game, but looking at it right now, terrible matchup overall. I think Sabonis crushes in this game. He plays his normal workload, I think he's the guy. But am I really getting to Sabonis at 95? That's a tough ask for me. So,
It's so tough when AD's 98.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then, Keegan Murray's, he hasn't been playing great. Kevin Huerter is okay. The Kings are a tough team to figure out right now. Josh, that's not a touchdown. That ball hit the ground. Let's call it how it is. Incomplete. All right. Clippers side of this game. He agreed. He said, never mind. Going to overturn it. Incomplete. He knows. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys, on YouTube. It's always fun. All right. Clippers side. If everyone plays, I have a lot of interest in, making some groups here of Harden, Kawhi, and Paul George, and getting exposure to them. And I know you're a single entry, three entry max type player, but on a 5-game slate of these prices, in a 3-entry max, I could be all right, I'm gonna make one Kawhi team, I'm gonna make one James Harden team, I'm gonna make one Paul George team, and get exposure to all three of these guys, because I think the Clippers players are underpriced, where we've talked about a couple people being overpriced. I could see one or two of these guys having a ceiling game here. This is a fantastic pace up spot. Even with the Clippers being at home, Sacramento is going to try to push the pace in this game.
Yeah, that's a really good call, Stevie. Just want max one of George.
I think on a 5-game slate at these prices, you could play two of these guys on the same team.
Okay. All right. I think you're right, though. These guys are way too cheap. Paul George at 8,400, Kawhi 8K, Harden 78. Even Westbrook, possibly. 7,400, it could happen. So, this team is – and spending on two of these guys would naturally make your build kind of more balanced, which may be contrarian way to build. So I kind of like that call of playing two of these guys on one team. It would definitely be George and Kawhi for me, but you could go either one of those three guys. And I like that call quite a bit.
Well, these teams just played a week and a half ago, and Paul George had 35 fantasy points and Kawhi had 56 and Harden had 50. Yeah, the upside, I feel like the upside's there.
Did Sabonis crush in that game?
I can't remember. Yeah, he had 22 fantasy points. It was not a good game. Sabonis. Okay. Fox had 50 plus, and I can't remember. One of the secondary pieces had a good game. I closed GameFlow as you asked me. So, all right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to go Hardy.
I like that.
Jaden Hardy.
I like that. Playing the somebody's going to sit role here.
Yep.
Give me Andre Drummond. Obviously, I don't like it if Vooch sits, but give me Andre Drummond here. Hey, Tyreek just had a big catch. Let's go. All right. over 8K to go under 5X. Who is your bust today?
I will go Steph Curry.
Yeah, I like that one too. When we're looking at like studs on the slate, it's going to be tough to get to him. I think, man, this one's tough today. I think I have to go Donovan Mitchell. On a back-to-back going into Boston at 9,200. So I'll go Donovan Mitchell. Favorite 6X play today?
I'll go Paul George.
I'm going to stay in that same uniform and go James Harden. I think James Harden is underpriced on this slate. When we're looking at the slate as a whole. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. What do you got?
I know who I like. Austin Reeves.
Yeah, I like that as a let's get weird GPP play of the day. I was struggling with this one before the podcast. I'm still struggling with it now. I wish we had a little bit of news in a couple of these games, but we don't. So I'm going to go De'Aaron Fox. I just think that he's going to be a low-owned stud with everybody else on the
team. You want a game stat that game.
I really like that game. The more I do that, I'll definitely be making like a single game parlay type bet with that game. So there's no bets out props wise. Some of these totals, is there anything that was jumping off the page to you with any of the like bets on this one?
Let me take a quick look here. I probably would take the Nuggets.
Yeah, right, Denver minus 7.5. Especially, yep. I mean, that might be pulled down. Like they might have pulled that. Since this game went to overtime.
I don't think so.
Well, there you go.
I think it's still up. And I would not be shocked at all if a couple of those Bulls sat. And even if Jamal sits, like, who cares as long as Jokic plays. So
I'm going to tell you, for the Hard Rock, they pulled that game right now. I just looked because I was going to go bet it. So I was with you. We were gonna jump on that bet together because I like that one.
Let me see. Okay.
Nothing else like jumping off the page to me, man. So I'll be looking at some of the props on this slate, but I mean,
it's still up on DK.
Oh, there you go.
Right now, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. I hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday. We're back tomorrow talking more NBA. Thanks, Tim, for hopping on last minute. Hope everyone has a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow.